from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This morning, Amanda Gibson reached out, and we had a conversation about her property. She shares a fence at the Butler Farm Show, now a place known around the world as the site of the assassination attempt to former President Donald Trump. And what she had to say was eye-opening.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you holding up? Because in the last 10 days, I can't imagine what your life has been like. So your property, as I mentioned, literally is adjacent to and you share a fence at the Butler Farm Show, correct?
Correct.
And the day of the rally and days leading up to it, what were you doing with the kids?
The day prior to the rally, we were actually up at the farm show. My girls were able to have access without any security supervision that I was aware of to go over. They checked out the stage. They actually walked on the stage. They were able to climb the bleachers and look behind the several large white tents that were a part of the speech and rally itself.
So there was nobody there. You free access the day before.
Yes. As I said, I share a fence. It actually has a gate. And the evening before that night, I'll say around 7-8 o'clock was when they locked the fence itself. So less than 24 hours before the event, we had access to the entire area, and it was very quiet. I mean, it was completely clear as to where this was going to take place.
And what did you do the day of? Well, tens of thousands of people were gathering on the property.
Well, that morning I met some friends, and we had walked to the farm show, roughly 2 miles. There was only one entrance into the farm show, so we didn't have access to get into that specific entrance. So we walked about 2 miles. We went through the different vendors. I mean, I would equivalent it to like a car cruise. It was very, very calm. The only excitement per se that we seen at that point was just a lot of people were getting sick due to the heat. My girls and I were up there. We were actually in line to go through security, and my oldest daughter has respiratory issues, and she became really sick. And we were actually escorted by Pittsburgh State Police back to our home. So we came and ended up on our side of the fence to watch the event instead.
And where were you when the shots fired began?
Standing right at that fence on my private lane watching the event.
And at one point you said the motorcade came within an arm's length, literally.
Absolutely. I could have touched the motorcade. I can 100% tell you which vehicle President Trump was in. We were literally to the left of us was what's called the Brady Paul Lodge, which is the staging unit for the entire rally. So there was a bunch of traffic there of senior officials that would have been at that event as well.
We're with Amanda Gibson, a resident next to the Butler Farm Show site. And then you have kids in the neighborhood, you have kids of your own, and you have some concerns because there has been nothing but a constant parade of people in the region.
Absolutely, Larry. That's honestly my biggest issue right now is, you know, let's be clear that there was one side of the fence that was completely forgotten in this event. But after this incident, there was another side of the fence that was completely forgotten, and it was my neighborhood where we do have, you know, upwards of 10 kids. That this was a dead end street. You know, the highlight of this street was one girl who would walk her dog randomly through the road. I mean, like that's how calm and quiet this place was, and nonstop since the end. I mean, we have people coming up our lane. I had a biker, six bikers that had came up the lane, and at this point, Larry, there is nothing to see. I mean, you are going up to look at, and again, I get the historical value. That's the reason my kids were there, and the educational value of it. But at the end of the day, there's little kids that call this home, and that's where my passion is these little kids need to get back to normal. I continue to say, how do we get back to normal? And to normal can happen here. You know, these kids were out playing every single day and kind of had free reign of the streets. And now it's just nonstop traffic. I had a woman yesterday from New York City who was 80 some years old, and she had an entire vehicle of people. And for whatever reason, there's something that makes when they put the directions in to come up my lane, which is a private lane. It's owned by the farm show. But it's just constant traffic.
So what would you say?
And it has upset all these kids.
What would you like to see done at this point? Is anybody interviewed you or talked to you, any official security people on any source?
I have not seen anybody on our side of the fence one time since this. I've reached out to Pennsylvania State Police. I have reached out to legislation, some state representatives. That's how I became in contact with you, actually. Just begging for someone to come and listen and not to forget this side of the fence. You know, everybody went home, and yeah, they're still fighting through, you know, all the emotions and feelings. But again, I take great pride in this community. You know, I work for the school district. I'm a mom. I'm a Girl Scout leader. Kids matter to me. And mental health is a huge pandemic as it is. And it does scare me of, you know, where not only my own kids are going, but where the community is going to go when we just dropped the ball on what was seen and what happened that day, and act as if there's nothing that we need to do to make it better. And I feel like we owe it to Corey Compitore and all the victims to do better and to make this as positive of a situation as we can here in Butler.
And how are your kids?
My youngest, actually, to be quite candid, will be sitting at home, and she will put her hand over her ears. I mean, just a random loud noise. And she'll say, "Did you hear that, Mom?" And I'm like, what are you talking about, Emily? And she's like, "Did you hear gunshots?" And I'm like, "No, babe, I didn't. You're safe." And then the day after the incident, she was she's been very interested in YouTube songs and listening to the patriotic songs she remembers from the event. Working in mental health for so long, I mean, that is her coping skill, and I'm not going to take that from her. But she sat there and was coloring, and I just noticed a bunch of stick figures, and then she went and grabbed a red crayon. And I said, "Emily, what are you doing?" And she said, "These are all the people that were there, and this is all the blood that I've seen."
Oh, like, sounds like
being, and again, that's where the passion comes from.
Your neighborhood needs some trauma response. I'm going to put you in touch with somebody, Stay on the line and appreciate you sharing the story. Amanda Gibson, whose property is adjacent to the Butler Farm Show site where the assassination attempt took place. I appreciate you telling your story, Amanda. Thank you.
Larry, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Michael Bartley, who works with us, talk show host who's been around town. He's a Pittsburgh native, Greenfield guy. Rich Fitzgerald says he could be a mayor of Greenfield and sometimes is the de facto mayor. But he reached out to me and said, I got a special announcement. In fact, he's in our newsroom coifing his hair. Now, while it is radio, I will admit we have the electronic capability for you to see what's going on. So he will join Christine Sorensen and I in just a few moments, and we have two special guests who are going to check in for his big announcement. If you are traveling by air, Delta Airlines is having major issues. 5,400 flights canceled, people camping out at their headquarter hub in Atlanta. And from Los Angeles, CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Inside Delta's mega hub in Atlanta, the airline is still struggling. More than 5,400 flights have been canceled since Friday. That's also how long Bradley Ripple has been trying to get out of there.
The delays have been one after the other, and then it gets canceled every night.
At New York's LaGuardia Airport, Tiffany Osborne and her 13-year-old daughter Olivia were stuck since Saturday. They're finally headed home to Birmingham.
Offer something, offer a snack, a meal, something. But we had nothing.
After more than 3,000 complaints, the Department of Transportation is hoping its investigation will provide answers and accountability.
We're concerned about how the outcomes for passengers on Delta seem to be so different from what we're seeing across the airline industry.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Stories about people in lines of more than 100 people with just one customer service agent serving them at an airport, that's completely unacceptable.
And the fallout from the CrowdStrike software outage isn't limited to air travel. The backlog now includes hospitals and ports. The company has more than 29,000 global clients. In California, thousands of medical computers remain offline. Some drivers in Massachusetts still can't get cars inspected at the DMV, and in Ohio, county government offices are also lagging behind.
We have a couple screens that are operating in each office, so we're limping along.
DOT estimates some 500,000 flyers have been impacted by the meltdown. Delta's president says it could be Thursday or Friday before things are back to normal. A growing number of lawmakers are sharply critical of the customer service response, particularly around refunds. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And locally, if you are flying, give yourself extra time. TSA lines can vary greatly. And they're still suggesting 2.5 to 3 hours before your scheduled departure. Well, think ahead to the weekend. HM3 Independence Fund presents the Liberty Care Fest benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Two nights of star-studded music. And I went out to the site, which is literally in Gibsonia, in a backyard setting with an amphitheater setup. The setup is unbelievable. And I caught up with the man behind it. His name is Brad Hollywood.
When someone first told you, you're going to do this in a backyard, what did you think?
I didn't believe it. From the first year we did it with Cool and the Gang and Billy and the Kid to how the event's grown from year to year to now we're with Smokey Robinson. I mean, two huge acts, Pat Benatar, Friday night. It takes a village, and it's a lot of work, but it's awesome, and it's going to be a great night.
So give people a perspective. When we talk about a stage, we're talking about a professional stage that you could put anywhere in the world and perform.
Correct. I mean, this setup here would be like being at the Benidorm, right? The stage capacity, the lighting, the production, video, it's all first-class stuff. So we work really hard to get it done. And we start Friday. We won't be out until next Tuesday. So.
And you can hear the music in the background. They're testing all the bass, the treble, all those things. You can feel your chest move. This is going to be quite a show, quite a weekend of talent.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. We're tuning the PA right now. Lighting's coming in, video on Thursday. We'll tune everything up, get ready for Pat Benatar and Smokey Robinson on Saturday. Queen Bee as well. So it's awesome. It's going to be great.
And wait till you hear BK Jackson, who's opening the show on Saturday. He's toured with Prince in the past, most recently with CeeLo Green. He is kind of been raised by Mel Blunt and his wife. That's how Pittsburgh is. I saw him at Mel Blunt's roast, and so did the owner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For this home and was like, wow, this guy's special. It'll be the perfect way to kick off the show and lead into Smokey Robinson. We're with Brad Hollywood. Brad, this is a family business, right?
It's a family business. Yeah, my grandfather started the business back in the 60s, and my dad and my uncle have been involved, and so I'm a third generation. We have a music store, commercial install, and live production. It's been a big part of our business since the 70s, so it's really cool. It's cool to be a part of it.
And I've seen you here over the years. I love your game day face. It reminds me, Rich Engler, the legendary concert promoter, has that same game day face, because this weekend we've never done two nights, and it always is more spectacular and bigger than a couple of years before in this case. But each show is unique, and I want to make sure people understand, so accessible to the fans, right up to the stage.
Absolutely. The intimacy and being in the backyard and, you know, thinking in years past of seeing Earth, Wind, and Fire and Peter Frampton. And it's a party in the backyard. It's a head scratcher even for me, who does production everywhere. to do this here, it's something else. So
it's hm3.org. Still time. Check it out. There's two big nights. Pat Benatar Friday night, opening with Queen Bee. That's Bill Cowher's wife. And then Saturday, mentioned a saxophone player who's world class, BK Jackson. Smokey Robinson, Hall of Famer in the rock and roll, and also singer-songwriter Hall of Fame, and then a gigantic artist. It's the 1-2-3 punch for Saturday. All the funds go to the UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Brad Hollywood, music and sound. Thank you, brother. Good luck. Break a lip.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
Oh, this is big. Every Wednesday at this time, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, of course, Marty's wife, joins us in studio and stays on with Marty. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And when I say big, we've added for this moment, for a special announcement, our own Michael Bartley.
This is so big, I can't stand myself right now. I mean, I just can't do it.
I feel like the electricity.
I just don't know what to do.
All right, let's cut to the
chase. Here we go.
What do you got?
Every year now, this is our new tradition on the Big K Morning Show, the Larry Richards Show. We unveil the Art Rooney Award winners, because the Art Rooney Award dinner and auction is Tuesday, September 17th at the UPMC Club Lounge at Acrisure Stadium. We honor the best of the best in the Pittsburgh region. Business journalism, here we go. The 2024 John McGrady Award this year goes to the executive director of the Southwest Pennsylvania Commission, a friend of ours, Larry, and this radio station, Rich Fitzgerald. You ready? Here we go. The 2024 Bill Burns Award winner. It just hit me. Everyone in this studio is a Bill Burns Award winner. Christine Sorensen.
Thank you.
Legendary anchor at KDKA-TV.
Wow.
Very excited. Thank you.
We need more. Turn that up. Oh, baby. Congratulations.
And honored because Larry was the winner last year.
Yes, he was. And he was, oh, boy, he was fantastic. You ready? The 2024 Bob Prince Award winner. This is a great choice. Oh, my. You know my buddy Jim Sadowski, who pitched for the Pirates? He's on the board with me.
Yeah.
He's like, what a great
Who
selection.
Do you got?
And Art Rooney, don't forget, picks these, okay? We nominate, he picks. Keith Dambrot, the retired head coach of the Duquesne University. Dukes, oh, remember when they went to the NCAA? That was the biggest sports story. Okay, the 2024 Patricia R. Rooney Award goes to Diane Hupp, president, UPMC Children's Hospital. And the 2024, the biggie, the Art Rooney Award goes to a transformational leader in the Pittsburgh region, if not the country, Dr. Ken Gormley, president of Duquesne University.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
What a great group.
What a, you know, we're talking, what a class.
And wow. Dr. Gormley joins us now before he has to do his real job.
Yeah.
President Gormley, congratulations.
Well, Larry and Michael, it's just such an incredible honor. This is, if you're a Pittsburgher like me, this is like winning the big Emmy Award that you've waited your whole life for.
That's exactly it.
But don't forget, not only was Art Rooney an iconic figure and remains in Pittsburgh, but he is specifically an iconic figure at Duquesne. You know, he went to Duquesne Prep School, was an outstanding athlete there. I don't know if you know, he's in our Hall of Fame, was a fabulous football and boxer guy. And his brother, Father Silas Rooney, another Hall of Famer. And then you get the next generation, his son's Ambassador Dan Rooney, who, you know, was just such a special person. When I went to my inauguration in 2016, the two people I wanted there to be there were Dan Rooney and his wife Pat. And even though he was ill at that time, he came and sat in the front row, and it was the most special thing to me to have them there. You know, truly the embodiment, having been the ambassador to Ireland, and then his brother Tim Rooney also. A Duquesne alum, and then the third generation, Art the Second, you know, the current president of the Steelers, is a graduate of our law school. So this is such an honor, I can't even describe it. And the other honorees, I mean, it's a who's who. So it is, I don't know how they made the mistake and let me into this position, but boy, am I thrilled.
But you know what? In all seriousness, Ken, you have had, not just are the Rooney archives at Duquesne University, but in such a close relationship, you've had an amazing year, not just with basketball, but with the medical school thing, all of this type of stuff.
Well, how about the Dr. Ken Gormley Library?
Exactly.
Hey, I just want to tell you that, you know, the week after that announcement, which I was trying to not make them, you know, release as a media release, but they did it anyway, but I wanted to keep it low key. But the week after that, my son Luke and daughter-in-law Anne Marie had, and they're both Duquesne alums, had a new baby, Colin Kenneth. And I said, hey, that's even better than getting a law library named after you.
Aww.
Honorable mention with the new grandbaby.
Well, we're so happy for you.
Congrats.
You've been such, as Michael appropriately said about you, such a leader in this community and done so much. So congrats.
Well, appreciate it, and congrats to all the other honorees. I mean, Diane Hupp, Keith Dambrot, Rich Fitzgerald. This is an all-star lineup, and it is going to be an honor to be at that event, which is one of the highlights of the year. So thank you both for your parts in making this all so special.
It's going to be a great
all
night.
Right. Doc, we'll let you go for your presidential duties. thanks again. We'll talk soon. And now, Rich Fitzgerald joins us.
Oh,
Central Catholic grad,
yeah, my
Carnegie
man.
Mellon University, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and congratulations, Rich,
on the John McGrady Award. And Fitz, you have a direct connection there.
I do. This is a great honor, and it's been a long time since I talked to you, Larry. It's been, you know, all this time.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Marty just texted, Christine, you'll appreciate this. My wife stole my trophy.
Yep, well,
of course.
You know,
it's Marty gets stolen all kind of things. But yes, John McGrady grew up, I grew up in his neighborhood, former county commissioner. The predecessor to what ultimately became the county executive. But as a little boy, I remember when John McGrady would come into the alley, and we all raced all the little kids to carry the groceries home because Mr. McGrady would treat us well, would get a treat from doing that. It's an honor. The McGrady family certainly has been just a tremendous, tremendous asset to this community, his kids, his grandkids. And Ken Gormley said it well. Wow, what an all-star lineup of Ken and Christine and the whole team.
Agreed.
Diane Hupp, Children's Hospital, and obviously the coach.
Speaking for the board, Rich, we are so excited. We really are. And how Pittsburgh is.
This is always a great event. I know, Michael, you've done it many years, and I know Larry's been there. It's.
I bet I've emceed it 20 years, Rich. I don't remember a year when you weren't there.
Yeah, I think probably the only year we missed was COVID.
Yeah.
In fact, we actually did it with 1 year with COVID. We're all wearing masks and all spread out, but we even did it during those times.
Well, yeah. Rich, congrats, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Actually, I'll see you at Celebrity Care Fest Saturday.
That's right. Well, very well deserved, for sure. Such an impact on our community, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine, and congratulations to you.
Speaking of which, you know, there were a lot of nominees for the Bill Burns Award this year.
Well, there are a lot of great journalists in this town.
There really are,
Christine. I'm honored.
We are so honored to have you as the Bill Burns Awardee for 2024. Succeeding Lawrence Richard. Isn't that beautiful?
I love it.
I can tell you this, Michael. Yeah, it's a great night. And you know, Christine. And we thank the Rooney family, too. And the sisters.
Oh.
They are...
The nuns,
wonderful.
Are they the greatest? I love them.
They truly do God's work every day.
They do.
They appreciate what all of you do to help them in their mission. Mm-hmm. So, Christine.
Yeah, I love it. And it's all a fundraiser, too, which is so cool.
And for CYA, which does Meals on Wheels, elder care, daycare, Christine. And
wonderful.
It's an organization you're familiar with because you do such great work for kids and so forth. And we're so happy to have you on the list. We really are.
Well, it's a big honor for sure. So many great people have won it in the past, so I'm really thrilled.
Yeah, it's a great list.
All right. Michael Bardley, thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
And Christine, you got to go to work. We're going to talk Kidsburg. We'll check in with Marty coming up next. Marty Griffin has the short show leading into Pirates baseball. Christine Sorensen still here, and we'll continue.
My wife.
Yeah.
Her name is Sorensen.
Oh, that's right.
Come
We've
on,
been
man.
Over this.
Stop that phony crap.
Congratulations to Christine.
Oh, Jesus.
Bill Burns Ward.
Was an hour and a half of it enough? Do we have to continue?
We can move on, Larry. It's all
Jesus.
Right. Thank you, though.
Can you give us the...
Get Bartley back in here. Last year... Larry's induction into this trophy, whatever the heck it is, it was so long, they had to turn the lights out in the little venue. They were vacuuming the floors, and he was still talking.
Oh, my. It's always
Bartley,
a comedy
get in here
act.
And confirm that.
It's always
get in
a
here,
comedy
Bartley.
Act. All right. Yeah. Let me, first of all, just real quick mention a couple fun things going on this weekend.
Oh, geez.
I'm excited about Open Streets Pittsburgh. Vince and I did it last time, and it was so much fun. This time, it's in the Homewood area. It's going to be a really fun ride.
Nice.
And then there's a really cool, Marty and I saw Twisters, the movie, right, Marty? It was awesome.
He loved it.
It was so much fun. Well, there's a really cool Twisters talk with KDKA's Ron Smiley, our meteorologist, right, and a WPXI meteorologist. It's a free event this Friday at 7 o'clock in Sewickley at the Lindsay Theater. And then this is really important for any kids who need glasses or any eye exam replacement glasses. Get this, an estimated 30,000 kids in the Pittsburgh area don't have the glasses they need to really perform well in school. And so there's a, you can get a free exam and glasses at this Vision to Learn eye exam. It's from 11 to 5 on Friday. And you can sign up, or you do need to register in advance. Just go to kidsburg.org.
All right, Christine, thank you. And Marty, short show, but you got a blockbuster
Larry,
story.
Honestly, money talks. And this is wild, Larry. And I was telling, well, Patrick's sitting here, and Christine knows this. I showed her this morning. Kamala Harris has raised $250 million. Larry, that's bizarre.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It was
just
$100 million.
She announced.
No, throw in the other Democratic donations. It's the biggest wad of cash ever raised in political history in this window of time. So what does that tell you? It tells you why Biden's out, brother. Right, Larry?
Yep.
Larry. And money talks, BS walks.
He will speak tonight at 8, and we will carry it live here on KDKA.
$250 million, man. Wow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.